最重要是你为什么而流泪。
The most important is what you shed your tear for.
你要流泪啥种
？We must show in tear.
就是流泪是为了神。
That when we try to rebuild the temple and we face difficulties.
可能会流泪。
Maybe we'll cry, we'll have tears.
一定会欢呼的收割的。
But for sure we'll reap in joy.
我们看回来以斯拉记第七章。
Let's look back to Book of Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉为什么他可以回去重建百姓的信仰呢？
So how is that Ezra, he was able to went back to rebuild people's faith?
对以斯拉来说，他自己一定有这个心智。
For Ezra, he himself had a determination.
因为神有感动他。
Because firstly, God moved him.
他自己有立志。
And he set his own determination.
但是在另外一个角度来看，
And however, if we look from a different perspective,
是神也在感动王。
God, he also moved the heart of king.
啊，神感动王啊，让以斯拉可以回去。
God moved king so that he allows Ezra to go back.
也给他一些经费。
And the king also gave him some money.
啊，那以斯拉就赞美神了。
And then Ezra he praised God.
27节。
Verse 27.
以斯拉说：“耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂，他使王起这心意，修饰耶路撒冷耶和华的殿。”28。
Verse 28.
又在王和谋士并大能郡长面前施恩于我，因耶和华我的神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中召聚首领与我一同上来。以斯拉自己这边做见证。
So Ezra here he testified here himself.
从这里开始呢，就以斯拉自己说，用第一人称啊来写以下的这个部分。
So the following passage is written in the first person perspective.
所以可以看到以斯拉他是这本书的编辑者，还有后半部呢是他自己写的。
So from here we can see that Ezra, we can deduce that this book is written by Ezra himself.
前边的部分虽然是58年前发生的事。
And the previous sections, even though it's things that's happened 50-something years ago.
也是他编辑的，把它整理起来的。
However, it's compiled by him.
他说的是神在帮助我。
He says it's God that helped them.
神感动王。
That God moved King's heart.
派我回去。
That allowed him to go back.
所以神感动人。
So when God touched people,
无论是我们圣工人员的心
，no matter it's the heart of the holy workers，
或是外面的政府、外面的王
，or the governors and the kings outside，
那王给他们的不单只是那个通行证而已啊。
So a king here not just give him a pass。
王还告诉以斯拉你回去要怎么做。
A king also told Ezra what to do after he goes back。
我们特别看一看25节。
Let's especially look at verse 25.
这是王跟以斯拉的圣旨里面所说的一句话。
And this is the command that king gave it to Ezra.
以斯拉，你要照神给你的智慧，将所有明白你神律法的人立为士师、审判官，治理河西的百姓，使他们教训一切不明白神律法的人。
And you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river. All such as know the Lord of your God and teach those who do not know them.
以斯拉的使命很重要。
So the mission of Ezra is very important.
他要复兴信仰，推行改革。
He needs to reform to revive people's faith.
什么叫改革
？What is to reform?
改革不是改白law啊，也不是改教会的行政啊。
To reform is not to change the bylaw or to change the administrative work in the church.
那些是重要，但是不是最重要。
Those things are important, but not the most important.
教会要兴旺起来。
For a church to prosper,
要所有的信徒、工作人员、弟兄姐妹要了解神的话。
And it requires all the church workers and believers to know the word of God.
了解神的教训。
To know the teaching of the Lord.
在上面扎根建造。
And build foundation on top of it.
所以以斯拉也要去训练别人。
So here Ezra needs to go and train other people.
立士师，立审判官。
He needs to set the judges.
啊，所以以斯拉带着这个使命就回去了。
So with this mission, he went back.
那回去之前呢，先做一个整理。
But before he went back, he had to do something.
第八章呢，就把那个家谱又再记一次了。
He had to recall the genealogy once again.
记不记得五十八年之前那一批回去的人也有家谱
？We recall that 50 years ago, when the people first time went back, they also had genealogy.
大概有50,000个人。
It was about 50,000 people.
这次回去的人就比较少。
And however, this time when they went back, it's a bit less.
大概你 的资料上面有了啊，加起来应该得有一千多个人哈。
It was on about 1,000 people.
啊，所以人数不是很多。
So in terms of numbers, it wasn't a lot.
但是这个记载当中有一个重点。
However, there was a very important point in this recording.
八章十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 15.
我召聚这些人在流入亚哈瓦的河边，我们在那里住了三天。我查看百姓和祭司，见没有利未人在哪里。
Now I gathered them by the river that flows to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. And I looked among the people and the priests, and found none of the sons of Levi there.
以斯拉带领百姓回去啊，他神给他智慧，他看得到重点。
When Ezra returned, God gave him wisdom. He can see the main point.
一千多人回去好像很多了。
It seems that 1,000 people returned.
看这一千当一千个人当中没有利未人。
However, among 1,000 people, none of them are Levite.
这个就是问题。
That is the problem.
以色列要回去带领以色列百姓信仰要复兴起来。
Because Ezra, he need to go back to revive people's faith.
他自己一个人教啊，很有限。
To teach those people by himself alone, it's very limited.
利未人来帮忙。
He needs the help of the Levite.
利未人在圣殿里面服侍。
Levite may serve in the temple.
啊，那也可以帮忙教导百姓。
And they can also help out to teach the people.
但是现在没有利未人，那我就重点就好像差了一点，没有了。
However, here it says there's no Levite, so something is missing.
他就赶快去找利未人。
So he quickly went and tried to find Levite.
啊，鼓励他们。
And tried to encourage them.
后来呢，找到一些。
And later on, he found some.
啊，这个也是我们今天教会的重点。
And here is also very important for our church today.
我们开讲习会。
When we have a Bible seminar,
好像这些 NATS,
for example, NATS,
感谢神哦，我们有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹愿意请假来参加。
Thank God, we have lots of brothers and sisters who love God. They take out time to participate.
无论是年轻的，或者是长辈们、退休人士，都很多。
In the youth or the senior people, we have quite a lot this time.
但是我们要祷告。
However, we continue to pray.
要回去了，要勉励。
And when we go back, we should encourage others.
我们教会现在的干部啊，职务会啊，这个是我们教会发展的重点了。
That in our church, the church board members are very key, very important in terms of church development.
我们的宗教教育的教员啊，他们是教我们孩子的未来的老师啊，是立位人啊，等于。
And our religious education teacher, they are like Levite because they are teaching the next generation.
我们的领会人员啊，站讲台的人啊，就是等于当时的立位人啊。
And to the sermon speaker is like the Levite back then.
为什么他们都不来？
How come they are not coming?
有那么忙吗？
Are they really that busy?
请不了五天的假吗？
They can't ask for 5 days off.
如果这些重点不见了，那个这个要复兴的力度还有成功了，就会很慢。
If we don't have all these things, then it's very hard for us to revive the faith of the church.
全加拿大的圣工要发展，一定要从负责人。复兴开始。
For the church to continue to grow, it has first start with church board members.
如果一个人信仰很爱神、很热的时候，就会喜欢来参加这种活动。
And if a person that is very generous in his faith, he will like to partake such event.
辛苦他不会怕的。
He wouldn't afraid of suffering.
像当时要回耶路撒冷啊，要走半年的路。
Just back then, when they need to return to Jerusalem, it will take them half a year.
要离开自己的舒服的生活。
They have to leave their comfortable life.
甚至要放弃自己的事业。
They have to give up their own career.
就是如果心火在烧啊，他觉得这个根本不是牺牲啊，那么是福气啊，我可以参与这个大功啊。
However, if there was fire burning inside their heart, they feel it's not suffering, it's actually a blessing from God.
但是当你信仰软弱的时候，你觉得这个很辛苦，这个很难做得到，这个很大的牺牲。
However, if our faith is weak, we will feel that it's a big sacrifice, it's something very hard to do.
当你信仰软弱的时候，你可以找到100个借口不做一件事情。
When we are weak in our faith, we can find hundreds of excuses not to do certain things.
但是当你被神的灵感动的时候，
But on the other hand, if we are moved by the Spirit of God,
你会找到100个理由，一定要去为神做这个事。
We'll find 100 reasons to do some things for God.
所以啊，以斯拉看，怎么没有利未人在这里啊？
So here, when Ezra he looked around, he couldn't see any Levite.
赶快找利未人。
He couldn't see any Levite, so he quickly went and found them.
还好有找到一点。
Thank God, and he found some.
我们常常要为教会的职务人员祷告。
So we should often pray for the church worker here.
明年呢，又是选举年了。
And the next year is a year of election.
要为这个事情祷告。
And we must pray for this matter.
教会的兴旺都是看负责人。
Because the prosperity of the church it depends on the church board members.
负责人同不同心。
And whether or not the church board members are united.
有没有很想要学习神的话？
Are they willing to study the word of God?
有没有真理的根基？
Do they have the foundation of truth?
能不能同心？
Can they be united as one heart?
能不能谦卑？
Are they able to be humble?
这是教会的圣工的火车头啊。
Because they are the head of the church.
所以我们要为负责人来祷告。
So we must pray for the church board members.
我们也为传道人，也为圣职人员来祷告。
And also pray for the preachers and ministers.
所以。以斯拉看重点，到底谁有来，谁没来，他都很知道。
So Ezra he looked at the key point. He knows who comes, who didn't come.
那他们找到人之后呢？人齐了，他们就准备出发了。
So when Ezra gathered all the people, they ready to start the journey.
但是他不急的，马上要出发。
However, he didn't rush to start the journey.
21节。
Verse 21.
那时我在亚哈瓦的河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。
21. Now I proclaim a fast near at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions.
其实一个圣工人员呢，他能不能成功完成神的使命，
For a holy worker to complete the mission entrusted by God.
在他工作之前就已经决定了。
Actually, it's determined before even he started work.
不是在他怎么样工作。
It's not depend on how he work.
工作之前就决定好了。
It's determined before he started work.
以斯拉一定会成功。
Ezra, he will for sure have success.
不是因为他会背很多经节而已。
Not because he memorized lots of Bible verses.
不是因为他里面很有热诚，想要为神工作而已。
Not just because he has a lot of zeal for God inside his heart.
关键是在他还没有开始工作之前，他就晓得靠神。
And the point here is even before he start to work for God, he already start to rely on God.
他知道这个不是我的工啊。
He knows that it's not his own work.
是靠我可以完成的。
It's not something he can just rely on himself. He must rely on God.
他宣告。大家禁食。
So he proclaimed everybody to fast.
不单只是要祷告多一点，还是要禁食祷告。
Not just to pray, but to fast and pray.
禁食祷告就是为了某一件事，要特别求神的帮助，连饭都可以暂时不吃。
To fast and pray, it means that you for God to help you something, you are willing to give up a meal.
因为吃饭是人生最重要的事。
Because we know, having meals is like a daily less.
但是为了要
need of a
恳求神的帮助，连饭都可以暂时不吃。
However, in order to receive help from God, we are willing to give up our basic need.
求帮助，求力量，求恩典。
Instead, we use time to ask for help, ask for strength.
求神带领他们的道路。
To ask God to guide their path.
教会的圣工要发展，没有什么秘诀。
For the church work to develop, we need no secret.
教会要得到神的同工，也没有什么秘诀。
To have God abide with us, there's really no secret.
如果能够动员弟兄姐妹禁食祷告，
If we can mobilize the church members to pray,
祷告三个月，祷告半年之后，你就看到教会会不一样。
To pray for 3 months or even half a year, you'll see the church that will change.
你带领团契也是一样。
Same as leading a fellowship.
你带领教员也是一样，带领小朋友也是一样。
Same as leading the IE students.
带领我们的家庭也是一样。
Same way when we try to lead our family.
有一个传道，他去到一个新的教会。
There was this preacher when he went into this, who was assigned to a church.
他把那个青年班呢带领得很好。
He really did a very good job leading the youth class.
青年很热心。
The youth there were very generous.
我就很羡慕他。
I was very kind of envy of him.
我就问他，你在那边怎么带？
So I asked him, what did you do?
因为年轻人的信心呢，怎么培养起来非常关键。
How did we know that it's very important for us to cultivate the faith of youths.
他就跟我分享。
And then he shared with me.
他说我去到那边了，就鼓励他们祷告。
He said that when he went there, he encouraged the people to pray.
一开始青年团契人很少。
In the beginning, there were only very few people join the youth fellowship.
鼓励他们为自己的信仰祷告。
However, the preacher said, I encourage them to pray for their own faith.
为教会祷告。
That they must pray for the church.
为信仰来禁食祷告。
And to fast and pray for their faith.
当然这个不是强迫，而是自愿的。
Of course, he didn't force them. It's out of their own voluntary.
禁食祷告几个月之后，慢慢团契的人慢慢 人多了，慢慢以前不来的，现在也回来了。
So after a few months of fast and prayer, and the people start to grow.
啊，这个禁食祷告真的很有用。
So fast and prayer is really effective.
也是灵恩会之前几个月就要开始要提倡祷告，还有禁食祷告。
Sometimes before the spiritual convocation, we should encourage members to start fasting and prayer.
灵恩会是属灵的战争，是打仗。
Because a spiritual convocation is a spiritual battle.
啊，魔鬼会阻挡。
That Satan will try to stop us.
一定要禁食祷告。
We must fasting and prayer.
还有呢，在要买会堂或是要盖会堂，这个也是魔鬼很会阻挡的圣功。
Also, when we try to purchase a new church, this is also something that Satan will like to stop us.
也要禁食祷告。
We must also fast and pray for this.
当然不是说啊，你叫传道你自己禁食就好了，我们帮你吃。
Of course, we are not just asking the preacher to fast.
当然传道啊，我们是应该要带头。
Of course, as a preacher, we should take the. But the key here still is the church body.
还有呢，弟兄姐妹，爱主的弟兄姐妹。
And also those brothers and sisters who really care for the church.
所以以斯拉又为这个事情进士祷告。
So Ezra he really prayed for this matter.
他特别讲到一点。
He especially mentioned one point.
他求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌的，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手臂帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的人。这里他说他不要求王给他保镖。
Here Ezra doesn't want king to give him any bodyguards.
我们刚看那个地图啊，那张纸我给你的。
When we look at the map that I gave to you earlier,
要从巴比伦，要从这个波斯帝国的首都啊那边，要这样绕一圈，要从上面啊，他们不能直直的这样走过去了，因为中间是沙漠。
They cannot go to their places in a straight line.
他们要好像绕一个半圆形这样，先往北，再从北边下去。
They have to detour to the north and then go back to the south.
那中间呢，已经讲过了，1600公里。
And then we already mentioned this before, and the journey is about 1600 kilometers.
然后中间呢会经过很多不同的部落，还有地方不同的省。
So in the way, on their way, they will pass many different provinces.
中间呢有土匪。
And between they will encounter robbers.
也有野兽。
Also beasts.
随时啊都可能那些人会抢他们、杀他们、害他们。
And those the people will rob them and even kill them.
但是以斯拉觉得说，我刚刚才讲完说要靠神，现在我又要求你派那些马兵来帮助我，好像很不说不过去。
So Ezra he felt shamed to ask king for help because he just mentioned that he must rely on God.
所以他拒绝了。
So he refused the help from the king.
既然自己已经拒绝了，就要靠神了。
Yeah, now he refused. So the only way he can do is to rely on God.
所以他就宣告禁食。
So he proclaimed to fast and pray.
那我们今天呢？我们今天做一些事情，我们该做的本分，我们有时候会可以要做。
Today, when we try to do something, we have to do our due diligence.
但是就算有王帮你，有保镖，你还是要祷告啊。
Now, even though the king might send bodyguards to help you, to protect you, we still pray.
所以他们就开始这个行程了。
So they start this journey.
那行程之前呢，24到30节了，他就派祭司啊去。数算一下那些器皿啊，那些银子啊，把它评一评，量一量。
So before they start the journey, Ezra sent the priests to count the number of vessels and try to weigh them.
我们看28节。
Let's read verse 28.
我对于他们说，你们归耶和华为圣，器皿也为圣，金银是甘心献给耶和华你们列祖之神的。
Verse 28, and I said to them.You are holy to the Lord. The articles are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a free will offering to the Lord God of your fathers.
这次他们也带了不少的器皿，还有金银回去，都是百姓的奉献。
This time they also brought back quite a lot vessels, and they are all the free offerings from the people.
就以色列街都特别强调这些金银呐。
So in the book of Ezra, it emphasizes a lot of on the silver and gold vessels.
重建圣殿需要这些材料。
Because to rebuild the temple, they require these materials.
你要推行圣工呢，也需要金钱。
To push the holy work, we also need some income.
但是以斯拉他自己尽量不碰钱。
But for Ezra, he tried not to touch the money.
他24节这里说，他分配给祭司长12个人去管这些钱。
That, in verse 24, here it says he assigned 12 leaders to handle the matter of money.
他自己尽量不碰。
He tried himself not to have anything to do with the money.
这个是蛮有智慧的。
So this actually is very smart of him, has a lot of wisdom.
因为他在带领。
Because he is the leader.
如果他自己一个人也管钱的话,
if he also in charge of the financial,
可能会有试探引诱。
There might be temptations.
或者管得不清楚也不好。
Or maybe the account is not clear, it's not good. And he may get distracted.
他的工作是他讲圣经, 要祷告。
And his job is to preach the word of God.
所以他派给别人去管钱。
So he's assigned other people to in charge of the financials.
他的账也弄得很清楚的。
And the account was very clear.
所以他们我们看31节。
Now read verse 31.
那正月十二日他们就起行了, 要往耶路撒冷去。
That the 12th day of the first month, they started the journey.
32节呢,
and verse 32 tells us that they arrived safely.
那就按照那些树木啊, 车子上面所写的, 然后就把那个东西的交在祭司手上。
So they give everything accordingly to the hand of priests.
那一切都很顺利。
Everything was very smooth.
回去了还献祭。
And when they went back, they also give offering.
但是在一切表面上很 顺利的一个状况之下呢,
However, on the surface, everything seemed so smoothly, but behind it, there was some problem.
第九节,
Verse 9.
这事做完了,众首领来见我,说以色列民和祭司,并立位人,没有离绝迦南人,赫人,比利洗人,耶布斯人,亚门人,摩亚人,埃及人,亚摩利人,仍效法这些国的民,行可憎的事。这个事情办完之后呢,以色列百姓啊, 众首领啊,来见那个以斯拉。So
after all things that had done, all the leaders came to see
Ezra.就报告给以斯拉一个问题。
They report a problem to Ezra.
这个是个很大的问题。And
it was quite a big problem.
在以色列百姓当中,包括那些带领者,祭司,还有一些立位人啊,
Because among the Israelites, including the priests and Levites,
他们跟外族人通婚,
that they intermarried with pagans.
然后呢, 他们又重复以前以色列百姓在被掳之前犯的错误。
They also commit the mistakes that before they've been taken captive.
我们看第二节,
Let's read verse 2.
因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻, 以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂。 而且首领和官长在这世上当罪魁啊！哇，这个问题很严重。
So this is a big problem.
他们开始跟外族要通婚。
That they intermarried with pagans.
还有带头做这个事情呢，是首领、还有祭司、还有利未人。
And even leaders, priests, and Levites, they did the same thing.
我们知道神给以色列百姓一个很重要的使命，就是你要保守自己的圣洁。
We know that God gave Israelites a very important mission. That they have to keep themselves holy.
神给你的律法, 你要保守住。
That the law that passed on to them, they must keep them.
要保守律法, 保守信仰呢, 其实要从家庭做起的。
To keep the law, to keep the faith, it must first start on your own family.
那么国家是有家庭组成的。
Because a country is consist of families.
利未记里面也讲得很清楚, 你进去迦南地之后呢, 不可以跟外族通婚。
In the book of Leviticus, it records very clearly that the Israelites are not allowed to intermarry with pagans.
你跟不同的人,外族人通婚了,你很容易那个文化就改变了。
Because once you intermarry with pagans, they will change your culture. You're assimilated. Assimilation is very serious.
尤其是男人会被女人同化的比较厉害。
Especially men will get assimilated by women.
为什么? 还有你的儿女呢, 被妈妈同化也很厉害。
Also the children will get assimilated by the mom.
我是香港人。
I'm from Hong Kong.
我太太是台湾人。
And my wife is from Taiwan.
我以前不太讲国语的。
Before I don't really speak Mandarin.
跟台湾人结婚之后, 每天讲国语。
But after I married a Taiwanese, I speak Mandarin every day.
讲广东话的时间反而变得很少。
I have less chance to speak Cantonese.
我孩子一出生,
and when my children were born,
第一句话就是讲国语的。
The first word they spoke is Mandarin.
我以前也不太吃面条, 也不太吃台湾的食物了, 现在很喜欢。
Before I don't really eat noodles, I don't really eat Taiwanese food, but now I like it very much.
跟台湾呢, 太太结婚之后呢, 回台湾的机会也很多。
I married a Taiwanese wife. I have lots of chance to go back to Taiwan.
那个这个是一个很现实的问题。
Because this is very realistic.
你跟什么人结婚？你的语言、文化、生活习惯。
Whatever you married, your language, your culture, your habit will change. But however, God doesn't really look at all these things. God is looking. He is looking at our faith.
在旧约来说，民族就跟信仰是一样东西。
In the Old Testament, a race and faith is one thing.
因为只有以色列人有这个真正的信仰。
Because at that time only Jews they have this faith.
你跟外族人结婚呢，你的信仰就很容易被外邦人、外族人同化了。
As soon as you marry an outsider, a pagan, you will get assimilated.
以色列百姓啊，是在所罗门的王的统治之下呢，引进了很多外邦的公主啊，所以所罗门呢，他也是拜偶像。
In the time of Solomon, lots of princesses they got into the country, and that's why even King Solomon he worshipped idols.
被引诱去犯罪。
He was seduced to commit sins.
我们看尼希米基啊，在差不多同时代啊，也是讲一样的问题。
And if we look at the book of Nehemiah, it was about the same time. It talked about the same problem.
我们看尼希米基的十三章。
Let's read Nehemiah chapter 13.
二十六节。
Verse
26. 尼希米也是在责备当时的百姓，也犯同样的错误。
And Nehemiah he also rebuked the people because they made the same mistake.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
我又说，以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事上犯罪吗？在多国中没有一王像他，承蒙神所爱。神立他做以色列全国的王，然而连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。
26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, who was beloved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin.
如此我岂听你们行这大恶，娶外邦女子，干犯我们的神呢？
So we then heard of you doing all this great evil, transgressing against our God by marrying pagan women.
当时的巴勒斯坦地已经很多外族的女人住在那边。
At that time in the land of Pakistan, lots of pagan women already living there.
那我们在想呢，为什么以色列的百姓的男子会娶外邦的女子
？So let's think about how come the Israelite men they will marry those pagan women.
第一个原因
，First reason，
可能很方便，因为附近就很多了。
Probably it's out of convenience because there are lots of pagan women.
第二呢，可能他们比较漂亮，比较会打扮。
Secondly, maybe the pagan women they are more attractive.
比较热情，比较主动。
They may be more
aggressive. 有时候真的没有信仰的、不懂信仰的，他们会比较主动。
We can see that people don't have faith. They can be more aggressive.
但是无论是什么的原因呢？
But no matter out of what reason,
这个是一个信仰的危机。
And this is the crisis of faith.
就是娶了外邦。
That is marrying a pagan woman.
我们看那个以斯拉一听这句听这个消息之后呢，他就非常的震撼了，非常的担心了。
So when Ezra heard this news, he was very worried.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。
Verse 3. So when I heard this thing, I tore my garments and my robe, and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard, and sat down astonished.
凡为以色列神言语战兢的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。
Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel assembled to me, because of the transgressions of those who had been carried away captive.And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice.
其他人没有这种反应，但是以斯拉有这种反应。
Other people didn't have such reaction, but Ezra he did.
因为以斯拉用一个很属灵的角度去看这个问题，还看得很远。
Because Ezra looked at this thing from a spiritual perspective, and he looked it very far.
因为以斯拉知道，在那么难得，圣殿才重建起来。
Ezra knew that it took them so much work to rebuild his temple.
百姓又在娶外邦。
However, now the people they married pagan women.
那很快，他们一定又会跟以前一样。
And soon they will return to what they looked like before.
被引诱去拜偶像。
That they will be attracted to worship idols.
那么神的愤怒就会就会来。
And then the anger of God will come reach them.
我们可能再次又被毁灭了。
And then they will be destroyed once again.
所以你可以看到啊，一个属世的人跟属灵的人看到的角度是不一样。
So we can see that a spiritual man and a worldly man they look at things differently.
属肉的人只看到今天。
Worldly man, they only look at today.
看到眼前。
They only look what's in front of them.
这个人很漂亮。
Oh, this person is very beautiful.
还有凭感觉，我喜欢这个人。
And they just rely on their own feelings. I like this person.
不要管他外邦内邦。
And it doesn't,
我喜欢就可以了。
It doesn't matter it's a pagan or not, as long as I like it.
但是属灵的人看到以后。
But for spiritual man, they look at the future.
看到他们的孩子。
They look at their children.
孩子的孩子。
Look at their children's children.
看到以后他们会做什么。
He look at what they will do.
这个是一定会发生的，不用你不用预知未来啊，一定会发生的事情。
That they will see that this thing will progress in such a way.
因为神的道理已经写得很清楚。
Because the word of God is very clear.
这样下去一定会被同化。
If they continue to do this, they will get assimilated.
一定会再次被毁灭。
They will once again get destroyed.
到时候就没有犹太人了。
And then they will no longer be any Jews.
所以他很伤心，也很害怕。
So he was worried and astonished.
他害怕到什么？
And
第三节，
he was scared to a point. Verse three.
他撕裂自己的衣服。
That he tore his own garment.
以前的人是很悲伤的时候，很害怕的时候，很绝望的时候才会撕自己衣服。死了人才会撕裂衣服的。
People before when they are in a great despair, they will tore their garment.
还有呢，拔他头发了，还有胡须。
And he even pluck out his own hair and beard.
犹太人的头发都留了都蛮长了，他说太痛苦了。他说自己头发这样可能头皮都拔一点出来。
We know that the Jewish people they have very long hairs, so to pluck out the hair it must be.
犹太人都
has a lot of pain.
都喜欢留胡须嘛。
And also Jewish people they like to have beard.
他太痛苦了，哇，这样都不用刮胡子了，就直接拔了。
And he was so painful that he doesn't need to shave it, he just pluck it out.
他太怕了，他灵里面已经知道这个是很严重的事。
Because there was such a great fear inside him, he knew it spiritually.
跟他同时代的不久的这个尼希米呢，也是听到他们做这个事，也是很生气。
So Nehemiah, who is in the pretty much same time as Ezra, he did the same thing when he faced the same problem.
但是他的动作有点不一样。
However, he had a slight different reaction.
我们看尼希米记第十三章。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 13.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
尼希米记十三章二十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 25.
我就斥责他们，就是那些首领啊，咒诅他们，打了他们几个人，拔了他们的头发，还叫他们向神起誓，不可以将自己的儿女交给外邦人。
25. So I contended with them and cursed them.Struck some of them and pulled out their hairs and made them swear by God.
哇，尼希米也很生气啊。
Nehemiah was also very angry.
但是尼希米没有拔自己的胡子，他就拔别人的胡子。
But he didn't pluck out his own beard. Instead, he pluck out other people's.
帮他直接拔起来。
He helped other people to pluck out their beard.
尼希米比较激烈一点。
Nehemiah here has a greater emotion.
那以色列呢？可能就是因为灵修比较好，比较温顺一点啊，他就拔自己的。
Maybe Ezra, he was more mild. He plucked his own beard.
个性不一样，个性不太一样。
They have very different personality.
动机都一样。
But they have same motive.
有人可能问了，有需要这样子吗？
People may question, do they really need to do this?
那么激烈吗？
Do they need to be so?
有那么严重吗？
It's really that serious.
你喜欢谁跟谁结婚，你要管什么？
If people they like to marry others, whoever they marry, why would you care so much?
但是这些属灵的带领者看到的是一个国家的生存存亡，还有神的救恩的存亡的问题。
However, for spiritual leader, they see the salvation of God. This matter is related to the salvation of the country.
所以他们才有那么大的反应。
That's why they have such a great reaction.
所以接下来以色列就祷告了。
So later on, Ezra continued to pray.
第五节到最后的就是他的祷告。
And starting verse 5 to the end, it's the prayer of Ezra.
第十节一开始以色列是祷告，认罪哭泣，俯伏在神殿的时候。
So verse 10, Ezra he kneeled down and prayed to God.
他为百姓认罪。
He repent for the people.
所以他知道跟外族通婚信仰上不纯正了，他这个是得罪神。
And you know that the people that they intermarry with pagans and cause their faith not pure anymore, it's great sin in the eyes of God.
因为他们跟外邦女子通婚了，那些女子一定会带一些偶像回到家里，这一定的，这不可能没有了。
Because for them to marry the pagan woman, for sure the pagan woman they will bring some idols to their own house.
他们的嫁妆，他们穿戴的东西都跟偶像有关。
Dowries, the perils, has everything to do with idols.
所以以斯拉在祷告认罪。So
here Ezra, he prayed and repented.
那我们来看看他祷告认罪。其实以斯拉自己没有犯罪。We
know that Ezra himself, he didn't commit any sin.
但是他在祷告的时候是站在百姓中间的这种现场祷告。However,
when Ezra, he prayed, he stood in the place of the people.
你看到整章里面形容，他都说我们得罪神，我们怎么样，我们怎么样。
Because when he prayed, he always said, "Oh, we did this, we did such a great sin."
他不是说你们怎么样，或者他们什么神啊，他们怎么样，他们怎么样。
He didn't pray in such a way. He said, "Oh, God, they did such thing."
他是站在当中的代祷。
He stood in a place.
因为这样子，他可以使百姓的心转回来。
And because he did this, he returned people's heart.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same thing.
如果我们看到别人有软弱,
Today if we see some people have some weakness,
甚至我们看到教会有软弱,
Sometimes we see the weakness of the church.
你会以一种什么的态度去看这个事情?
What kind of attitude will we have when we look at this thing?
什么的角度去看他们呢?
In what angle do we look at this matter?
你会把自己分开出来吗?
Do we separate ourselves?
用一个审判者的角度去控告他吗?
Are we put ourselves in the place of a judge to look at the matter?
神啊，你看教会都这个样子，他们那么软弱，他们那么软弱。
We pray to God, saying, "Oh God, look at them; they are so weak."
神啊，他们都不发热心。
Oh God, they are not generous.
神啊，他们都不爱你。
Oh God, they don't love you. Only I love you.
如果你这样祷告的话，会越祷告越软弱。
And if we pray in such a way, the more we pray, the weaker we become.
这种祷告也不能改变别人。
Because this such prayer would not change any person.
也不会感动神。
And it will never touch God.
但是呢，以色列的祷告不一样。
However, here Ezra he prayed in a very different way.
百姓的罪就是我的罪。That
the sin of the people is also my sin.
虽然我个人没有犯罪。Even
though personally I did not sin.
但是我是这个国家的一部分。
However, I'm part of this nation.
对整体来说，我也有责任。
From the whole picture, I'm also responsible.
我要为国家祷告。I
must pray for my country.
我要为百姓认罪。I
must repent for my people.
这个很奇妙啊！当他为百姓认罪、祷告，自己也祷告的时候呢，百姓一个一个就来到他面前了。So
when he prayed for the people, and the people start to come to him one by one.
你看第一节。Let's
read verse one.
当他祷告的时候呢，以色列中的男女孩童聚集到以斯拉那里，成了大会。 众民无不痛哭啊。Let's
look at chapter 10, verse 1. Now, while Ezra was praying and while he was confessing, weeping and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, and the people wept very bitterly.
以斯拉没有去强迫别人悔改。Ezra
didn't force other people to repent.
以斯拉是自己悔改。Ezra,
he repented himself.
自己向神哭。That
he weep before God. He kneeled down before God.
这个神也感动别人，你这样子做了。And
God also moved other people to do the same.
当天就立约。On
the same day, they make a covenant.
谁娶了外邦女子？That
whoever married a pagan woman.
现在与神立约。Now
you must make a covenant with God.
要把这个事处理。Now
you have to start. Let's handle this matter.
要把他们离弃。That
you should abandon them.
不然的话呢，信仰不会保存住。Because
if you don't do so. Your faith won't be able to be kept.
当天还下大雨啊。And
that day has a great rain.
但是没有减退他们对这个事情的处理的励志。However,
this didn't stop them from handling this matter.
所以这个最后的信仰的复兴啊，就是从婚姻的危机开始看到。So
we see the revival of their faith. We see from the way that they handle their marriage.
他们还查一查，到底是有多少外邦女子已经进到以色列国当中。
They even do a survey to see how many pagan women enter into the Israelite.
哇，如果你有空的话，可以数一数啊，到底谁娶了外邦女子啊
？If you have time, you can take a look and see who married pagan women.
吃饱饭，如果没事做，等一下。
If you after a meal, you have nothing to do.
从这个第十章。 十八节开始的，就可以数数看到底有哪一户的人呢、啊？家里有娶了外邦女子。
You can take a look and starting from chapter 10 verse 18, you can see who married pagan woman.
但是问题是，重点是啊，在他们中间呢，是有一些带领者已经这样做了。
And the point is, among them there are some leaders. They also marry pagan women.
十八节
verse 18.
祭司中有人这样做。
That among the priests, some people married pagan women.
祭司竟然跑去娶外邦女子。
That even the priests they married pagan women.
利未记里面对祭司的婚姻都很严格的要求。
We know that in the book of Leviticus, it has a great restriction on the marriage of a priest.
一定要是以色列人。
That the woman must be from Israel.
一定是处女。
It must be a virgin.
不可以是离婚或者是被抛弃的。
It cannot be a girl that's been abandoned or been divorced before.
但是祭司他的婚姻要完美。
And the marriage of priests must be perfect.
竟然祭司娶外邦女子。
Now here it says the priests married pagan women.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
利未人。
The Levites.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
利未人里面的唱歌的人。
The singers in among the Levites.
再来二十五节。
Verse 25.
以色列人。
The Israelites.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does here tell us?
带领者自己没有好榜样。
If the leaders didn't set a good example,
下面呢就会跟着。
Then the people under you will follow.
这个很自然的。
This is something very
不是带领者讲什么会影响人。
It's not what the leaders say that will affect people.
是带领者自己做什么会影响别人。
It's the things that leaders do that will affect people.
带领者没有看重这个事情。
Because the leaders they didn't take emphasis on these things.
没有宣导这个事情。
They didn't make these.They didn't proclaim these things.
也没有自己做榜样。
And they didn't set the example.
所以百姓呢就通通走差方向了。
That's why the people they go in a wrong direction.
所以以色列最后的信仰复兴呢就是处理他们婚姻的问题。
So the last thing in the end, Ezra, the way that he tried to revive people's faith is by handling the matter of the marriage.
其实这个婚姻的危机啊，一直没有解决。
We know that actually the crisis of marriage was never fixed.
尼希米的时代有讲一样的事。
Because in the time of Nehemiah, they still have the same problem.
到旧约的最后一卷书卷的马拉基先知也是讲他们婚姻的问题。
Even until the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, the prophets still talk about the same problem.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's look at the book of Malachi.
马拉基书第二章。
Book of Malachi chapter 2,
二章的十一节
verse 11.
二章十一节，犹大人行事诡诈，并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事，因为犹大人亵渎耶和华所喜爱的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
11. Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the Lord not holy.Institution which he loves, he has married the daughter of a foreigner.
十三节，你们又行了这样事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
Verse 13, and this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he doesn't regard offering anymore. Lord, receive it with.
这里说神很伤心也很生气，以色列百姓呢又在娶外邦的女子了，甚至呢他们为了要娶外邦女子呢，把原配这是以色列人呢，那些以色列的女子呢，把她赶走，把她娶外邦女子。
To a point that Israelites they even abandoned the original wife and then married a pagan woman.
所以使前妻也叹息哭泣的眼泪很多。
So they are weeping and crying from the spouse.
所以其实婚姻的问题是信仰的一大问题。
So we know that the problem of marriage is a problem of faith as well.
婚姻的问题有两种。
There are two types of problems in marriage.
一种是婚前的选择。
That is the first is the selection of the spouse.
这是嫁娶外邦的问题。
That is whether or not you marry outside.
第二种呢是。结婚之后怎么样的相处。
Second is on how do we get along with each other after to get married.
啊，或者是讲再具体一点，就是离婚的问题。
To be more specific, it's the matter of divorce.
以色列百姓如果娶外邦，嫁娶外邦的话，信仰会不纯洁。
For the Israelites, when they marry pagan woman, their faith won't be able to remain pure.
如果结婚之后随意离婚，也是得罪神。
And after they got married and they divorced, it's also a great sin in front of God.
所以这个婚姻的问题啊，是信仰里面一个很大的部分。
So marriage played a very important role in terms of our faith.
好，那么回到我们二十一世纪的真教会，属灵的圣殿，我们要重建。
Now let's talk about our return to the time right now. That in our 21st century, when we try to build our spiritual temple.
我们教会对信徒的牧养、婚姻这一块要有待的加强。
And when our church, we try to shepherd and our belief shepherd.
因为那个对婚姻的培养。
We must put a more emphasis on the marriage.
对年轻人，如果还没有结婚的
，and for the youths not yet married.
啊，如果你是家长，你有还没有结婚的、还没有成年成家的儿女
，if you are a parent and you have children that's not yet married,
你要每天为他们祷告。
You must pray for them every day.
有机会的时候谈论的时候，也要给他们灌输要在主内结婚的这个观念。
And if you ever had a chance to talk with the children, you should instill the concept of marrying in the Lord.
啊，因为这个对他们信仰会影响很大。
Because on this, the marriage will have a great impact on their faith.
我们看哥林多后书，保罗也是要给我们指导。
Let's look at Second Corinthians. Paul already.Also have given us a great encouragement.
六章十四节
Chapter 6, verse 14.
哥林多后书六章十四节
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。
And do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
这个不是可不可以的问题，是配不配的问题。
It's not a question can or cannot, but rather it's a question whether it's their match.
在新约时代，当然神就是给我们自由去做我们的选择。
Of course, we know that in the New Testament, God gave us freedom; we can make our own choice.
但是呢，也要想想到底配不配呢
？However, we need to think about do we really match.
这里用一个比喻，两条牛一直耕田是负一个轭。
Here they use a parable that when two cows they plow the field, they bear the same yoke.
因为高度相同，体力差不多，所以一起背这个轭，就会减轻这个轭的重量，还有呢，会一起会耕田会耕得很好。
Because they are about the same size, same height. Naturally, when they bear the yoke, they can do it quite easily. They can go forward, move forward together.
代表两个人，夫妻。
It represents that for a couple.
如果观念一样。
If they have the same concept,
信仰一样
they have the same faith,
那走起信仰的道路上呢，就比较容易。
So for them to work on this journey of faith, it will be much easier,
比较快乐
and will be more happier.
如果跟没有信的配在一起，就会很辛苦。
And if you marry unbelievers, it'll be a lot of hardship.
甚至有些时候是痛苦。
It will to the point you suffer.
当然有一些例子可以带领没有信的来。另外一半带来信主，到最后也是全家归主。这些例子在教会里面也是有。
Of course, we also see examples where, when church member marry outsiders, and later on the outsiders they also get baptized into our church, and later on the whole family is in the Lord.
这就是神的怜悯，不是一般的真理。
However, this is out of the mercy of God. It's not the truth.
所以，从道理上来说呢，我们还是要鼓励为我们的儿女来带祷。
So we should pray for our children.
希望他们呢可以在主内通婚。
That we wish really hope they can get married in the Lord.
有一次有一个姐妹这样讲。
There was this once that a sister said.
她自从把孩子生出来之后。
That ever since he gave birth to his baby.
她的儿子 她的儿子还很小的时候，才五岁的时候，她就开始为她的婚姻祷告了。
That when her baby was still 5 years old, she already started to pray for the baby's marriage.
另外一个姐妹说：“是不是那么早啊？等到二十五岁才祷告就比较好了嘛。”
Another sister question: Do you really need to start it that early?
她说：“不是，这个信仰是最重要。”
But that sister replied: No, the faith is the most important.
越早为她以后的婚姻祷告越好。
The earlier you started to pray for the baby, it's better.
如果以后 在信仰里面找到一个同样信仰的伴侣，他对他的信仰人生都帮助很大。
That if they can find a spouse that's in the Lord, it will really add great help to the faith.
所以他说，我从五岁就开始为他婚姻祷告。
That's why she said that ever since the baby was 5 years old, she already started to pray for the baby.
听起来真的是蛮有道理。
And it sounds very reasonable.
代表说你一直有这个事情放在心里面。
Because it means that you have put this matter inside your heart.
但是现在社会的环境慢慢改变。
However, today, the society, the whole environment started to change.
当然，教会里面也有不少年轻人，是因为某种的客观的原因啊，也是跟没有信的人通婚。
That for some reason, the church youth they marry outsiders.
那么这个时候呢，我们用什么的心态呢？
So, if such things happen, what kind of attitude?
我们看到有这样的年轻人或是这样的家庭，我们用怜悯的心态，不要用批判的心态去看他们。
So when we look at such families, we should look at and learn using the heart of mercy instead of heart of judgment.
他们已经软弱了。
Because they already are weak.
或者是他们的信仰已经走得很辛苦了。
That they already work very difficultly in this journey of faith.
我们还要更要关心他们。
We should spend more time to care for them.
因为他们一个人在走这条信仰的路啊，是走得很苦。
Because they walk this journey of faith by themselves. It's very.
希望有一天啊，神也可以怜悯他们的配偶，也带领他们来。
So we should ask God for His mercy to guide His spouse so that He can also come to church.
那感谢神啊，我们多伦多教会最近的洗礼啊，都是很多都是信徒的丈夫啊，到最后都跟太太来信主，都一起受洗，全家归主。
So thank God that in our recent water baptism, we see lots of our sister's husband, they came and received the truth, and then the whole family became coming to the Lord.
很多都是中国同龄啊，中国同龄的姐妹啊，因为他们以前没有被教导，教会也没有强调这个的重要，所以很多都嫁了外邦。
So lots of sisters are from China, because ever since young, they were not taught to marry in the Lord.
但是呢他们要努力地为他们先生祷告。
However, they pray very hard for their husband.
最后呢，他们有一些呢也成功了带领他们归主。
And later on, some of them have successfully brought their husband to believe in the Lord.
所以我们知道，我们身边的有这样的家庭，我们要努力为他们祷告，求主耶稣帮助他们。
So if we have seen family like this, we should pray for them and ask God to help them.
所以教会的信徒的婚姻呢，如果能够回归到神的旨意上面。
So if the marriage in the church can return to the will of God,
教会的圣工就会兴旺。
Then the holy work will grow.
所以为也为下一代的年轻人他们的婚姻来祷告。
So we should also often pray for the marriage of our church youth.
其实选择配偶啊，这是一个条件就够了。
Actually, to pick a spouse, we only require one condition.
信仰。
That is faith.
真的是这个条件有了，其他神都会带领。
As long as you have this condition satisfied, the rest God will need.
我们感谢神啊，我们现在把以斯拉记也讲完了。
So thank God, now we have concluded the book of Ezra.